This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
Your power a little bit. Pretty scratchy. It's 0-2.
Better, Tom.
I say so. Yes, sir. Pretty good here.
Appreciate it. The repeater's a little bit noisy on my end tonight. I don't know what the problem is, but thanks for letting me know about that. And we've got that taken care of. Let's see here. Didn't have anybody with any announcements or bulletins or anything like that. So we'll go on up with the preamble here. It says, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAG 2 portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAG 2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use a pre-check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those, and then we've got a couple echo link stations up, so we'll go over and get the echo link stations. Say good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down there in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel in Prosperity. And KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW. That's Mr. Ben. He's down in Simpsonville. And KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. And KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KI4LJG. That's Mr. Robert up there at River Falls. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. And his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim. Also in Asheville, and KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew over in Inman. Appreciate all these fine folks that use the pre-net checking on the repeater. I got all of y'all in the log. And I do have a couple of EchoLink stations up, so we'll go over to EchoLink now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW from Fort Myers, Florida this evening. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello, Gary, and I'll just be in and out.
County's coming back in there again on us. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4DJW, Master Dave over in Fort Myers, Florida tonight. Appreciate y'all you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and y'all have a safe trip when you start headed back this way. Additional Echo Link stations, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, this is Matt in downtown Greenville, still at the workplace. 73, you all the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt in downtown Greenville tonight, still at the workplace. appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you don't have to work too late, and hopefully hear you tomorrow evening. Got one more Echolink station up. Echolink stations, if you do not have audio, if you'll shoot me a text message, we'll get you in the log that way. But if you've got audio, try it one more time.
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Victor Victor Echo. My name is Aaron, and look, I will be in the Greenville area, so figure I'd come in and say hi to everybody, and thank you for running net control. I'll be in and out.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC3VVE, Mr. Eric. Moving to this area, Eric, welcome to the area. I don't know if you're here already, but we have this net each night at 9 o'clock. Love to have you come back as often as you can. I've got a different net controller each night. I just happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat on a Wednesday night, but we do appreciate you checking in with us, and like I said, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. All righty, we'll move on up now to the RF check-ins, starting with Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check-in, Kilo X-ray, 4, Mike Tango, KI4. Mike is bigger, so I'll be negative.
For DOS.
Gary?
Please check-in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Trix, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
DOS, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, and I'll be into the whole traffic channel tonight, and I hope you all, everybody had a good Christmas out this idea. Over.
Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
And Whiskey 4 Oscar Delta November. This is Braxton in Simpsonville, and I will stick around for the SWAT net if you guys are doing that this evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KX4MT. That's Mr. Mike over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle. KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Michelle. Michelle, Lorena, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Well, I messed that one up, didn't I? You take care. Tell Rick and Michelle I messed that one up. You'll get a good giggle out of it. But we appreciate y'all being with us and hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we've got K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you are doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you're doing well. And WT3M, that's Mr. David, down in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And W4ODN, Mr. Braxton, down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Braxton. And yes, sir, we are doing the swap net this evening. Do appreciate you being with us, and we'll get around to that in just a little bit. Got another Echolink station up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good. Hello again, Gary. Hello again, Gary, for the second time this week. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Joy said to tell you hello right back as she was standing here in the ham shack with me. She brought my 9 o'clock pill to me that I'm a little bit late taking. But anyway, Joy said to tell you and Jennifer hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
Good evening, KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC9BEX, and I missed your name over there in Greenville. Could you give me your name again? Doing well. All right, let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Joy, please check in 0GR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And Gary, I got a notice a while ago said the wind was going to be blowing pretty good later, so maybe they're already getting it on the repeater. It's the reason for the static tonight. And we got 5 1/4 inches of rain here. 73, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
U.S. This is KC4SKD, Larry. Also, my wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. She said to tell you hello. And my brother, Randall, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, by telephone relay. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. So we're all in and out tonight, Gary. Good evening.
Kilo 4, Tango Romeo.
Ford DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris from Liberty. And I'll meet you in a minute. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard Grable. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, y'all got a whole lot more rain than we did over here. We got over 3 inches, but we didn't get over 5. So y'all must have had a couple more thunderstorms than we had. But I do appreciate you being with us. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Also like to say good evening to KC4SX. KD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're my neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his brother Randall in 9TEC via telephone relay from Asheville, North Carolina. I appreciate you bringing Randall along, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you're doing well. And my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And then we've got Brother Richard, K4ROW, over there in Greenville. Richard, hope you are doing well there, young man. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenborough. Appreciate you calling the net and hope everybody has a happy new year.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you are doing well. Hope you got everything you wanted for Christmas. Let's see here. Let's move on down to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening to you and Miss Joy, everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
Yes. Please check in and out, KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, in Asheville.
DOS. And Gary, please check in, Kilo 4X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy, my location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Ms. Joy, and everyone on net.
For DOS. Again, KA3WPP, that's Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard and Piedmont. Good evening, all.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda, they're at home in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KA3WPP, Mr. Howard, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. I believe that's the first time you've checked in with me. I don't know. I can't remember. But if it is, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night, whenever you can make it. We're here at 9 o'clock each night. So you're welcome to come back and join us. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. That's KO4WTF. The name is Todd. I'm currently up here at Camp Old Indian, the Boy Scout camp north of Traveler's Rest, and I will be in and out tonight.
I apologize. Give me the last three letters of your call. Again, I use a mechanical pencil. I don't do this on a computer. I do it by hand. And my pencil point broke, and I didn't have any more lead in that pencil, and I had to pick up a different one. So give me the last three letters of your call.
Oh, it's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
All Roger that time. KO4WTF. Up there, I think you said you were Camp Old Indian. Is that right?
Getting ready for a Boy Scout winter camp.
Hopefully we can get some of those scouts interested in ham radio. I would love that. Y'all do a good job with that, and appreciate you getting in there and letting some of the scouts listen to us on the net here. And y'all take care, stay safe, and stay warm. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. All righty, let's move around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Great, Miss Joy and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, no traffic, no comment.
DOS. Please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in mid pickets, negative and negative, and a very great evening to all.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango. Alpha Lima, portable and easily, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KB2BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you're doing well. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Keith. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland, over there in Pickens. Roland, hadn't heard you in a while. Sounding good on the radio. Thanks for being with us tonight there, young man. Hope you are doing well. And KF4DLT, Mr. Al. He's portable over here in Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Al. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, Ken and Pickens, and over.
Reach it, Gary.
I got you, Stephen. Be right back to you. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken, over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. And, Ken, there was a bit of a train wreck. I don't know if that was somebody else checking in right there at the end of yours, but I missed the last part of what you said. Are you going to be in for comments, or did you say something else?
Commenting tonight, and I think that train wreck was coming in from down there in Charleston, over.
Okay, I got you down for some comments, and we'll be back to you in a little bit. And Ken, you made number 50 on the log tonight. You won the door prize, so we'll talk about that in just a little while. KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, go with your recheck.
Affirmative, Gary. Just one question about the repeater. I know that y'all, Gary. I know y'all's repeater has no tone and no offset. But what about a shift on the repeater, dude? Do you know if there's a positive or negative shift on the repeater, or is there no shift on the repeater at all, as far as the settings are concerned?
It is an open repeater. We do not have a tone on it, but it does have a negative offset. You transmit on 146.010, and it retransmit on 146.610, and that's what you receive. But it's a negative offset, Stephen.
Copy that, Gary. I appreciate the information. That's all I need you to know. I'll give I'll give it back to you.
Hey buddy, thanks for being with us, and you take care down there. Take care of that Miss Jennifer. This KI4DOS continuing with roll call. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Being all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Miss Joy, Elise, and I said hello.
We're DOS. Harry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative to negative tonight, though, Gary. Thanks.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey. Pam Brevard, no traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. Let's move on up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Goodness. I just lost your name. KI4Harry. Good evening, Gary. I hope you and Miss Joy are well. I tell you what, getting old's much fun. I time, I don't know if I'm coming and going. Gary, I'm like a chicken. I wake up to brand new world every morning. But anyway, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Miss Joy had a very Merry Christmas. Good evening to everyone on the net. Happy New Year to everyone. WFYOE is no traffic, no comment.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Sid, don't worry about not remembering my call or whatnot. Only one you need to remember is yours. sometimes I have a hard time remembering mine. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all had a Merry Christmas. Hope both y'all are doing well. Also like to say good evening to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. I hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. It up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 Echo Alpha Echo Brian. Normally live in Casey. Today I'm in Greenville. Actually headed on back to Casey.
Bless. And Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD Bob here in Piedmont.
I'll be negative and negative tonight. Please give our regards to Miss Joy, and you and Miss Joy have a wonderful evening. And 73 to everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I would like to say good evening to W4EAE, Mr. Ryan, over here in Greenville tonight on his way back to Casey, down there next to Columbia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ryan. Hope you are doing well, and you have a safe trip back down to Casey when you head that direction. Thanks for being with us. Then would like to say good evening to AA1RD, Mr. Bob, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello and hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the regular portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. If nothing heard, this is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item I got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an MFJ-998. That's a 1,500-watt automatic antenna tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. He has the transceiver, the external VFO, the external speaker, and he would like $250 for it for best offer. Does anyone need any fields? Is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Dentron MT-3000A manual antenna tuner. It would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Go ahead.
The guy looking for an antenna, is he looking for a base or a mobile? And I've got some mobile magnetic mount 2-meter antennas, and I think I still got a base antenna around here. But I'd need to, you know, kind of confirm on that. But my information is good on QRZ. If, you know, if he wants to send me an email, we can get together and see if I got something suitable for him.
Comes down there close to you. He is looking for a half-wave, 2-meter vertical base station type antenna. He wants to put it up on his chimney and use a chimney mount or something of that nature. He can't get into the repeater hardly with his HT from down there. He lives down there in Honeypath, over.
Well, I've got a diamond that I took down that I wasn't having a lot of luck with. And if I can locate it, I can, you know, maybe he would have better luck with it than I did. I didn't have it up high enough or didn't have good quality coax on it. It might not have been nothing wrong with the antenna, but anyway, like I said, just shoot me an email. I'll shoot him my phone number and we'll get together and see if I can help him out some.
I'll take care of that, and it may not be tonight, it may be tomorrow, but I'll shoot both y'all an email, and because all I've got is email address, and but his name is Mark, Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, and he's the one that's looking for him. But I'll shoot both y'all an email tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I might have actually talked to him on Simplex one time a while back, but I don't want to hold up the net. I'll let you get back to the to the book, KF4NXY.
We do appreciate it, and I'll shoot both of you fellas an email tomorrow. Won't do it tonight because when I get off the net, I've got a pumpkin pie in there that is calling my name. I'm going to have me a cup of coffee and a piece of pumpkin pie, so I ain't going to do it tonight. All righty, David, thanks for letting me know. It's KI4DOS. Do we have additional check-ins before we get back to reading in the swap net book?
Check in KQ4, KFK, Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Foxtrot Kilo, this is Gavin down in Taylor's.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KQ4KFK, and that's Jeff over in Taylor's, is that right?
That control, that would be Gavin. Gulf Alpha Victor India Nevada.
All righty, young man, we do appreciate you checking in. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller. I just happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat on a Wednesday. But thanks for being with us. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-735. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-208H. That's a 2-meter 440 dual-band transceiver. He has the owner's manual, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC-2100. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He's got the owner's manual with it. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-929. That's a 200-watt antenna tuner. He would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-484. That's a Grandmaster Memory Keir. He would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-862. That's a UHF, VHF, SWR watt meter that covers 2-meter 220 and 440. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a VCI Vectronics PM30. That's a SWR directional RF watt meter. They would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Fillmore hand mic, the model CM43A. They would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. A fella has an old antenna bridge, and it's made out of two of the old blade-type variable capacitors and a large roller inductor. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land that stayed around listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. We didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off, so we're let it ride the way it is. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Thanks for being with us. All righty, let's go see who's first up on a clean, shiny, dry stump, and that would be Mr. Ken, K-A-2-A-X-Q, over there in Pickens. Ken, did you have a Merry Christmas and get everything you wanted?
K-A-2-A-X-Q to K-I-4-D-O-S. It's affirmative. I did have one of the best Christmases I ever had, and I'm just finishing up my Christmas right now, as a matter of fact, watching a YouTube video of these guys in a junkyard. They take a four-door pickup truck, a Ford pickup truck, and put inside a one of these Connex boxes, you know, the big container boxes, and they start it up, and what they're doing is they're making bets on will the truck run out of oxygen or will it blow its tires first. I don't know if it came back or not. Anyway, it's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen.
I'd have to say I got other words for that. It's not too smart to being inside a Connex with the doors closed to start with, and with it putting off all the carbon dioxide in there, it probably quit running. But it probably, if they've got the tires spinning, it probably blows the tires out before it quit running, I guess. I don't know, but I don't think any of them's really got all their marbles in one bag.
No, they're not inside the box with the truck. They've got a wire run through a hole in the wall, and that's how they're controlling the throttle. But basically, there's no control through it. To it, it's wide open. And it started to die, and they had to open the doors up to give it more air. Over.
Well, I guess I'll take part of that back then. I did not know that they were outside of the container. Probably had cameras and stuff on the inside, maybe. I don't know. But I could just see some fellas locking themselves inside a container with a Ford pickup truck, and it's sitting there running, and them spinning the tires and to see if it quit running or if the tires blew out. I don't know. But it is kind of funny, I guess, kid. You know, they put some weird stuff on YouTube.
And they've got other videos, too. I mean, they go hauling around the junkyard in this Ford pickup truck, and the back tires are all blown out on it, and the door is completely shredded on the driver's side. The windshield is gone, and they're just having themselves a ball. Over.
They're having fun with it. I'm sure they are. But, you know, there's a lot of good information on YouTube, but there's a lot of bad information, too. When I watch a video, I try to watch two or three or four of them, you know, from different people. Because if you're looking at like a maintenance-type video or something that you want to try to fix or, you know, take apart, put back together, sometimes they don't always tell you everything that needs to be done and what order it needs to be done. And that makes give you some problems, but I always watch more than one, so I make sure I get all the correct information.
Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you got coffee and pumpkin pie waiting for you. And I know I'd kill right now for a piece of pumpkin pie. So I'm sure you probably would too. So we'll talk to you later, Gary. And I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I hope you had one. And God bless everybody. I hope I'm around next year at Christmas time. K-A-2-A-H-Q, back to net control.
All righty, Ken. Well, you take care over there, and I'll see if I can get my pretty little bride to make some more pumpkin pies in the near future. And if she does, I'll bring you some. I don't know if I can get her to do it or not, because she made a bunch of them, and you know, we took this one out of the freezer, and it, the only thing about it when they come out of the freezer is the filling pulls away from the pie crust a little bit around the edge of the pan. But that don't bother me. I eat it anyway. But if I can get her to make some more, I'll bring you some. You take care. Have a wonderful evening over there, and hope you had a merry, merry Christmas. And again, I told somebody earlier in the week that I got my Christmas present really early this year. I got it back in March, March the 28th. I had a massive heart attack, and EMS people got here and took care of me, and the doctors took care of me in the hospital. And I'm here, and I got to celebrate Christmas, so I'm with you. I hope you and I both get to celebrate another Christmas. Take care there, my friend. Talk to you a little bit later, 73. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I would like to say good evening to KO4RMM. That's Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville. He came in and checked in on the pre-net check-in. They checked in a little bit late, but we got him in the log. He's down there on the bottom of the list. I hit refresh on that page, and he popped up. So we got Kurt in there. Next one up on the stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to?
We're DOS, KK4JBQ. Well, I'm with you, Gary. I'm proud to be here. And it was awfully good to listen to Ken. I have missed him. I've missed him on the net, and he used to talk frequently, and it's just real good to hear his voice. Well, today was a day when I suppose all good children played with their toys, and I'm no different, so. I got a new multimeter, and I went around checking batteries and primarily checking continuity. This particular multimeter was chosen because the beep that it makes when you have continuity, I can hear it. And Donna looked all around, bless her heart. And I didn't request this. She just remembered that I was having a hard time. I have a dropout at that range where most multimeters indicate with a signal that you have continuity. And darn it, she didn't look for one that specifically had that. Now, what do you think about that? KK4JBQ.
You and I both know that Donna is very, very thoughtful and very considerate. And the way she researches things, that does not surprise me in the least. Had she got you one that did not do that, that would have been more of a surprise than the one she picked out for you. But she is very thorough, if nothing else. I mean, you know, she does her research and gets she's not going to settle for anything unless it's exactly what she's looking for either, right?
You're right about that. And then I'm afraid I have other multimeters that do not make a peep for me, and I complain about it. Now, I'm afraid I'm one of those people that if I am constantly poked, I make a noise. I'd rather think about it that than being a complainer, you know. If you constantly poke me, I'm going to make a noise. I'm very pleased to have it, and I can use those other meters for the other things that they do. This one, it also has a kickstand. I think that's what they call it. It folds out from the back and stands up so you can see straight away. You can see the display. Now, that's another thoughtful feature. One of the multimeters that I really liked, one her father gave me, as a matter of fact, one Christmas, 10 years or so ago, we were all here together. And unfortunately, I stored that one on its face. And if you know, if you have the dread that I do with alkaline batteries, if you leave them in the device, almost sure, but a sure thing, they will leak on you. And I just couldn't clean the mess that it made. I could not clean it up. I will keep the carcass for the memory, but it's no longer usable. I just hate what alkaline batteries do. That's a very caustic stuff that's inside of an alkaline battery. They do a good job, but use them and throw them away. I've heard that it's okay. You don't have to recycle, though. It's okay to put it in household waste when you're finished with them. Anyhow, Donna and I watched some of the recorded Christmas specials today. We just keep Christmas going, you know. And we watched some musical presentations and a couple of what amounted to a travelogue. Christmas from Bavaria, you know, that kind of thing. And that was awfully interesting. I don't get out much, so Bavaria is very far. It's far off. I'll probably never get there. It's a beautiful place. And they do Christmas just fine. And then there was this, I can't pronounce the name. It's in Eastern Eastern Bavaria. It's very near Germany. And the construction of their homes, they call it half plank. It looks like a Tudor. That's what we call them here. And over there, it's the construction, they call it half plank. So half of the building is, well, certain features of the building show wooden planks. Interesting, I thought. Anyhow, I have no more. Had nothing interesting anyway, did I? Ordinarily, I'm here to make sure we get into the second shift. But Ken took care of that tonight. And it was mighty good to hear him. Gary, you have a good evening, won't you? And we all love your Christmas present. The fact that you're still here with us is over and above a present to all the rest of us as well. Good night to you, and good night to the net. KK4, JPQ.
I'll tell you what, sitting around watching a few videos or programs on TV, just you and your wife is really magical. I enjoy doing that with Joy. There was a series on, it's called Downton Abbey. And I found out there was a whole series on CDs or DVDs or whatever they're called. I ordered those things and got them for her, and we did a marathon. And we watched that, you know, from the first episode to the last. and it took us several days to do it, but I really thoroughly enjoyed that. It was a whole lot of fun. So, you know, it's something to do with the wife. And I did not know that that the homes over there in Bavaria were called half planks. I did not know that. So I learned something new again tonight, or something else new, which is always good. I try to learn something every day, and I've learned quite a bit today, so that's a good thing. But you were talking about the multimeter and it beeping and all of this. I had a little kit. I called it the Pros from Dover continuity kit that I put together when I was in the military. And all it was just a little probe with a long, skinny point on it with a light and two AA batteries. And on the other end, I had different lengths of wire and different attachments to where I could hook it on something or, I don't know. I had several different other ends that would clip on or snap on or push in or whatnot. And when I was having to trace wires down in an aircraft, you know, I could be on one end and put it in a plug and go to the other end and stick this thing in there and the light would come on. And I thought that, I still got it. I did not leave it to any of my coworkers when I was in the military when I left, so I brought it home with me. But, it's always good if you can see or hear it if all you're doing is checking continuity, and that seemed to work for me.